Well,
He started it. Go ahead.
okay, tonight we'll speak a little bit of Parshas Chukos, which is year. Usually we read Chukos and Bullock together. This year they're separated. Parshas Chukos alone, and the following week will be Parshas Bullock. Chukos, we know, speaks about the Torah Duma. And the question that is posed by most of the portion, the commentaries, is why does it say Zos Chukos HaTorah? We find Isaiah's Chukos HaPesach, various mitzvahs, where you stress the Chukos, meaning the statute, the ordinance, so the statute, what it is, of the particular mitzvah. So they said Zos Chukos HaPorah, Isaiah's Chukos HaTahara, or Dinei Tumah, whatever it may be, but what if it got to Zos Chukos HaTorah? Seems to include Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's the question. Your Chayim HaKodesh raised the question, and they unfortunately discussed that particular point. By the way, it's interesting to note, and that's what I want to speak about a little bit later in this context, that there are two places in the Torah where you find Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Not only over here by the Torah Duma, but there's one other place in the Torah where, if you look carefully, you see that it says also Zos Chukos HaTorah. And that happens to be by the place where in the Chama of Midyan, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him at that particular time, when the Anshei HaMotzava, when they came back from Chama, that they should, what you call, purify the all the kelim. And there it says, Vayomer, and doesn't say Moshe, but it says Vayomer Elozer HaKoyhein, El Anshei HaTzava. Rashi brings over there that he was zeicher to that, because Moshe Rabbeinu became angry and so forth at that time, but they did with the kelim. So he said, Anshei HaTzava, he said, Zois Chukos HaTorah, Asher Tziva Semesh Moshe. You hear? Achaz Azor, Vakes, and the question, and so forth, all the metal type of kelim, et cetera, about kashering kelim, kosher kelim, and so forth, Tavir Ba'esh, et cetera, or Din of Taharas kelim. But that's another place where you find Zois Chukos HaTorah. Interesting, Dafki in these two places. Also from Shamshon Fall Hirsch brings that particular point. And I'm going to come to it right away, that I'd like to say something on that. But also another question that we have to handle at the same time. We say Zois Chukos HaTorah, also commentaries ask, what is the connection over here, the smichus, of Zayis Chukos HaTorah to Parshas Korach? We find after the whole dispute of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu, we find this particular din of Zayis Chukos HaTorah a paraduma. What is the smichus? What is the connection over here? Possible follow-up, so to speak, of Chukos HaTorah connected to the mice of Korach. The one shot I saw, I think it's Levin Ezra, that he says very simply, wants to say, that it's not really connected to Korach, it seems, but connected to towards the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha speaks about the various obligations and duties of the Kohen, and the Matnas Kahuna and so forth, that belong to the Kohen. So it says, let's talk about the Kohen. He comes in with Zois Chukos HaTorah, which also deals with the Parah Aduma, which also is a din with the Kohen. The halakha of the Kohen that has to be involved in the Parah Aduma, therefore, it brings in the Kohen. Very interesting, interesting connection. But he says it's not really connected to the concept of Korach in that sense. However, other Mephoshim say that it is connected to Korach. Some want to say that there's an allusion over here that by Parah Aduma you find a certain irvuvia, what you call a troublesome mixture over here, which actually adds to the fuel of the enemy. The Satan and the Umos Olam, as Rashi brings about this particular mitzvah. Because here the mitzvah is here to purify the person that is Tomei. And to in the third day sprinkling and the seventh day. And yet the halacha is that he that Tomei that purifies the person from his Tomei, he becomes Tomei. So it's Metahe to Mehim. It purifies the defiled from the Tamei Tahirim, and it defiles the ones that are Torah. The Kohen that dealt all the dealings with the Paraduma, he becomes Tamei. And he himself needs purification afterward, and his clothing and so forth, etc., etc. So we see there's an interesting thing over here of a topsy-turvy, so to speak. So they want to say that's a connection to Korach. That when it comes to a machlokes, it's also a topsy-turvy, they say. They say a machlokes, the point over here is that the person is a righteous and there's people that are not righteous. When it comes to machlokes, and each side is out to win and to vanquish the other side, then the truth becomes false, and the false becomes truth, falsity becomes truth, and truth becomes falsity. So it becomes a whole troublesome mixture, in the same way over there, too. And someone unfortunately want to bring that point, showing that it's like a parah aduma in the sense that it has no time, that the machlokes has no time, the parah aduma has no time, and it causes a complete mixture. But it's a little bit difficult, I think, that particular point, because what kind of lesson is it teaching us to Korach? It's not, it's telling you that's the same idea, one of the same concept over here. I wanted to say maybe it's an addition to what they're saying, but I wanted to say or that point that could be possibly that the whole machlokes of Torah was that the Baruch Hu gives mitzvahs. Truthfully, the Rishonim ask over here, there are many other mitzvahs that haven't got the time. Baruch Hu didn't put the time for tzitzis, or I mean, the basic real reasoning, or for mezuzah, for other mitzvahs that you have, many mitzvahs that we read into them certain types of tamid, but the official term we don't know, many mitzvahs and so forth. So why are we here after we may mention over by Parah Aduma in that particular sense? But there are certain mitzvahs, for example, that in every mitzvah that's given that a person has, he has to look at that particular mitzvah, that it's a gzeirah min hashamayim. As Rashi says over here by Korah Bezal, when they ask you these questions, they gzeirah even for us. It's a gzeirah that the Baruch Hu says that you have to bring a Korah Aduma, and it's a gzeirah, and ein lecha reshus l'harer achreha. You have no right to think, in a sense, in your own reasoning and logic about the mitzvah. There are certain halachos and mitzvahs where the person could expound, explain, and bring up different contents in a mitzvah through the medium of the Torah to darshan, which is the And it comes from seeing that we should darshan a mitzvah in certain cases where it applies and doesn't apply. But to take the mitzvah itself and to put your own foundation of the mitzvah that you can't do. The mitzvah is what you must have gave you the mitzvah. And what the time is, that's the time. We have to do the Kosek Zeri. What Korach did, he was Maharech Achra Mitzvah. He said he gave a mitzvah of tzitzis. And since I did a tchelos, you said that one thread of tchelos passes all the dinim of the minimum of tzitzis. So if I have a whole talus full of tchelos, what are these tzitzis for? There you're already injecting yourself into the basis of the mitzvah, in a sense, and you're telling what the mitzvah should be, what it should be, that you have no right to do. But Moshe said to him, that's what Moshe said, that's how it is. Why not? That's not for us to know. That's the worst of water. It's something to do with second put a mezuzah on the door. I the house is full of smoring. What is a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on the door? I don't think when the house is full of svarim, no svarim, yes svarim, that I have the right to do. I can't inject, in a sense, the foundation of the mitzvah in order to make it my way that I want the mitzvah to be. That I can't do. And so therefore, I want to say that could be the connection talking right away to Paraduma. But Paraduma was given right away a mitzvah of Bering Tam, out of Tam, Zeri Lufonai. And that was the lesson to Korah. You have to know that when it comes to a mitzvah, you have no right to, over here where it says, the Tayyat Tmeim, the Tamei Tahirim, you can't ask conscience. That's the mitzvah, that's how it is. You know, certain ways how to do the mitzvah, technical and so forth, where it's the Tamidish and so forth, that we replace the principles of darkening, of darkening Torah, in a sense. Addresses by him and so forth, Rabbi Yishmael. But the idea of the basic insight of the mitzvah that we can't, that's not for us. And that was a lesson to Korach. Korach, what he did was took a mitzvah, whether it was a mezuzah, whether it was a tzitzit and so forth, and wanted to inject in that the whole concept of what the mitzvah, what it is, what it represents, where it should be a mitzvah, where not a mitzvah, that you can't do. Mitzvah was given, that's the mitzvah. Rashi didn't say whether it's svarim in the house or no svarim. A house has to have a mezuzah. That's it. And you can't say whether the house doesn't have to have a mezuzah. Mezuzah's there. What kind of mezuzah? How to mezuzah? Where to put it? How to put it? That's the halachas of the mitzvah. But the concept of the maisa, the foundation of the mitzvah itself, you can't do that. And you can't do. So I say that could be the connection talking right away. That right after Korach, grace Lucas HaTorah. And this is a chayk not only for Paraduma, but Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula is the insight over here that a mitzvah cannot be approached in that manner where you're going to take the mitzvah and put it into your perspective, so to speak, that this is the way the mitzvah should be, etc., etc. That you can't do. That's changing the mitzvah. Like reading about Tosef, about Tigra, and so forth. You can't, that's not for us. Eilu Shus L'Harech. Not in technically in Hosef and Moisef and Gorea, and not in Machshava, not in the concept of philosophy and so forth, that you can't do. And that we see from the beginning of the Paraduma. Regarding the particular Zayis Chukas HaTorah over here, what I just said, and I brought the two places where you find Dafke Zayis Chukas HaTorah and not the particular mitzvah itself, is also interesting to note. That the Paraduma, Reb Heifer speaks about a person when he's tomei, he's defiled. That is really what we call a what you call a spiritual type of a disease, so to speak, in that particular language, where you really don't see anything, as the Chazal bring in the Medrash over here. That they would say, what kind of mitzvah? What is it? What is it? They don't see anything over here. What is this over here? In fact, because Zayis Chukas HaTorah, as your Chayim HaKodesh says, very good. Rambam Paskins, for example, according to the Gemara Nozir, that the dinim of Tumah and Tahara don't apply to the Goy, don't apply to the A dead body of the Akum is not metame, benegiyah, over ohel, etc. That's Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Tumah, Loch Aleph, Loch Beis, right in the beginning over there. And that's the side. Why? So by the Jew, there's a dinim of Tumah, by the Goy, there's not. And that the Goy himself doesn't understand also. What is this? What do they have over here? So the pshat is, that's why we say it says also Zois Chukas HaTorah. The reason that the Jew has the dinim of Tumah is because there's Chukas HaTorah. Of course, the Torah is there. The more there is the aside of Kedusha, then when the Kedusha goes away, there's Tumah. When there's no Kedusha, there's not sharp any Tumah. I'm trying to put this in a very simple manner, but you got to think about it, see, understand what the concept over here, what we're talking about. That the person doesn't have a Torah. Just listen to that. That you have to say that he's Tumah, there's defilement, there's Kedusha, there's sanctity, there's Tumah. He's all the same. It's all one thing. There's no such thing. But the Zayis Chukas HaTorah, The Torah is what made the difference between the din of Tumah and Tahara and so forth by between the Jew and between the Goy. That's why it's called Zoish Chukas HaTorah. Yerachaim HaKadosh says this. That's why it's called Zoish Chukas HaTorah, because the Torah is the one that made the Yisrael. If not the Torah, it wouldn't be any Por HaAdumah. Not the Torah, you wouldn't need any dinim of Tumah and Tahara. And that's why it says also, I want to bring a little bit of proof to the Chaim and to this concept from the dinim will be defined by the Levium and by Yashik HaZemarori, where the Medrash says in Parshas Nosoi that by the more Kedusha, Kehoz was a much more danger than Gershon and Merari, where they handled the higher levels of Kedusha. Gershon was on a more dangerous level than Merari, because he was secondary to Kehoz in the dinim of Kedusha. So as the Medrash brings over there in Nosoi, the more the closer the person is, the Shekilo Bohem HaAroi is a lashon in the Medrash. That the closer the person is to Kodosh, the more dangerous it is for him. He has to what you call adhere to a higher level. And you lose that Kedusha, is completely gone. He's Tomei. And that's why many of them, and the Medrash brings, ended up Kehazli, who started off with 8,000 more than all the other Gershon and Merari. And at the end, he ended up with less than both of them. It should be the Hemorari. That they fell prey to the, they couldn't hold the Kedusha in that particular sense, and they fell down. So when Kedusha goes away, there's enough Tumah. But there's no sanctity, there's no holiness, there's no Kedusha. The Gentile doesn't have that, doesn't have that level of recently, I'm Segula, I'm Kodosh. Therefore, we have to adhere to the sense of Kedusha. And where does Kedusha come from? Kedusha comes from two ways. In the sanctity of the what you call the spiritual, when a person follows the mitzvahs in Masantoidim, and also in the body as well, in the Kedusha Sachila, in the Kedusha of the guf that a person maintains, which is manifest in the Kalim, the Kedusha Sakalim, the Ta Sakalim. I say that's why it says also Zoyis Chukas HaTorah over there. But that's the other place. It means the person, we have a Kedusha in the Ruchniyah sense and the Kedusha in our Gashmiyah makeup, in our materialistic makeup. But we can't eat all these Shvatzim and that, the Ramban says. You can't. That takes away the Kedusha Sa'adah. It's not Shaya. You have to earn a certain level of Kedusha. And if you take away the Kedusha, it becomes Tomei and so forth. And that's why the big idea did of Zav, a did of Keri. I don't want to go to all the, but if you think carefully what I'm saying, all these things fall into place. All the dinim of Tumah, of Keri, and so forth that come about, and because of the Yisoid of the Kedusha. Now Kedusha doesn't make any difference. It's all the same. And he's not Metameh, the body of the Goy. Not Metameh. Because I'm sure he's not a mensch. Tosafot says over there, it's also Korei Adam. Also Adam, but it hasn't got that extra Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Hasn't got that Kedusha HaTorah was given in a sense. What the Jew has to stand for, what the Jew has to represent, and the achrayus that the Jew has. So therefore, that would answer the other question already. Why it says Dafke Chukas HaTorah over here and over there by the Kalim, which have to do with the Achila, with the consumption of the Gashmi, is that a person eats in this world has to be also with the same Kedusha. And if you notice the Parsha Shmini, I haven't got the Chumash here now, the Parsha Shmini, when it speaks about the eating of the Macholim, it says over there, Yisem Kedoshim, Kodosh, Macholois, possibly before it mentions about the kosher animals, etc., etc. The eating of Kedusha, Kodosh. But that's the Yisoid. And therefore, the Ramban goes even a step further in Parsha's Emor. I mean, in Parshas Kedoshim, where he said that's why even by permissible items there has to be a little bit of kedusha. The Kodosh, he says that the person should be Bishus HaTorah, it should be not the novel Bishus HaTorah, that the kedusha should permeate all his activities, and therefore the more the kedusha permeates the person's activities, not only in his obligatory obligations of mitzvahs and kosher food and so forth, but even did the rishus, then the higher the kiddush he has over here, then he becomes like Ishalakim, then he becomes mamash, a saintly person. And that's the Yisoid of Kodesh, and that says that's the Yisoid of Kodesh. That's the Rabban over there in Kedoshim, in that sense. And if the Kedusha goes away, then the Din of Tumah. That's why the Din of Parah Aduma. That's the Yisoid of Parah Aduma, that particular sense, that Yisoid of Kedusha, that sense. And Rashi says it's very interesting why Rashi says two times. And they ask this question, by the way, too, on Rashi. Rashi says twice. First, he said, when they tell you these nefichah, that's why it says chukah. They're going to ask you a question. What is this mitzvah they say? Rashi said over here. He says, mashiyishma. He says, gzeirahim ufonai. Okay, for gzeir. Okay. No, it's not enough. Rashi says, ain't the kovish just laharekreel. Of course, ain't the kovish just laharekreel. If it's a gzeir, give it to me. Why have I done it just laharekreel? But if not, I said, say the second part for. The second part, lachayr is superfluous. If it's a gzeir, him ufonai, fine. It's a gzeir, it's a decree, you got to do it. Again, the Korishus, you can't, and you can't philosophize thing on the, but you have to mention that for. It's understood. The answer is there are two things over here. And this is brought down already also, I found right later in Hasidus Yeshurim, and also even in the in Bali Musa. And the concept over here that Eid of Kiddush, like we say in the davening in Maariv every night of Ashkivenu, we say, Yehosha Sota Gufanenu Meacharenu. What does it mean, Gufanenu Meacharenu? Take away the Sota, the Yetzirah from us, Gufanenu, from front of us and from the back of us. What's in front of us and the back of us? Some want to say, Pshat one time is in front of us, and he pushes you back into an Aveira, or he pushes you into an Aveira. From the back. What's Pshat? What's the song of Venenu Meachreinu? What they say the Pshat over here is that the Sotah comes really in two different way operations over here in the concept of Kiddush that we're saying. First, he confronts you Mufanenu before you do the mitzvah. What is the purpose of this mitzvah? That's such a great mitzvah and so forth. And using different approaches, etc., to try to get you to denigrate the particular mitzvah, to degrade the mitzvah and so forth, and that you shouldn't be so interested in doing the mitzvah. When I have such a great feeling of doing the mitzvah, in the performance of the mitzvah, when I even do it at all, that's so important, it's trivial, etc. And that's called mefaneinu, before you get to the mitzvah. And even if a person finally does a mitzvah, the sotan doesn't go away so fast. Even I vanquished him, I did the mitzvah, let's say, but he tries to get you, man. Meacharenu, after the mitzvah, after you do the mitzvah, they try to get you to have some feelings of pangs of regret. Man, was it so important to do this mitzvah? What was such a big deal? What I really accomplished? What is to try to get you to have regret and remorse of what you did do the mitzvah to take it away from you and so forth. That's Shabbu Fadenu, those are Rashi. Rashi's telling you that over here, the kids, Rashi says, say Rahim Ufonai. If Sotan approaches you in any type of mitzvah, especially in a mitzvah where they go town like Parah Aduma and so forth, the answer you have to exaggerate Ufonai. I don't want to hear any excuse of that. Yeah, but it's a, I have to it's, I'm told to do it, I do it. Evan Hashem, you said, I have to do what I have to do. The master said so, that's it. And after, if he comes after you do the mitzvah, and he says, you see, what did you accomplish? What's the big deal? What did you have out of this over here? And not to think afterward what it's all about. I accomplished, I did, and that's it, I'm not worried. The Rashi, the way they want to say, brings in these two particular concepts over here that are brought down with Fadeinu Yachareinu, and the concept of Kedushas HaMitzvah that a person does. And the more the person strives for holiness and sanctity, and he maintains the level of Kedusha and so forth, then of course he's on the level. Am Segula, usually Am Segula, when a person said that's the pshat. And when he falls for Kedusha, he needs Tahara. And that's the kind of Tahara. The Tahara, I'm not going to go into that, why that's it shows the Mayim Chayim, the various signs, the remnants of that, what leads to the concept of Kedusha. Like Kedusha is life, Mayim Chayim, and so forth. I'm not going to go into that, but it means that he needs what you call, well, he has to call purification from the defilement of the kiddush that he had. And the chas v'sholom, ultimately, you know, the person passes away and the neshama goes up and the kiddush goes away already and so forth, and everything is left alone, then it's metame. That the person is metame. The body of the goy is not metame. That's the klal. Just want to end with the mice of Miriam in connection with this a little bit. When Miriam died over here, it's brought down right after the Paraduma. Thomas of Miriam and Tikobashom. I'm going to talk about that a little bit Wednesday because there's a big important medrash over there that the Jews were punished at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth, what they didn't take care of Miriam properly. Doesn't say anything over here. Nothing at all. But they come from Miriam, that's it. But I don't want to talk about that now. Just want to mention the Chazal say that why you bring the Mishas Miriam to Parah Aduma. So the Gemara says two three different places the Gemara brings that the smichus of that is that just like the Parah Aduma is mechaper the person and is mitire the person. Mishas Tzadikin is also mechaper. And when a person, tzaddik, passes away, there's a kapara for the dur, which means in many ways that the generation was supposed to be punished in certain ways, and in many ways his death took away that particular punishment from them. And in a way, it was a l'tavas oilam that this tzaddik passed away in the sense that it was the Mishas Tzadikin is mechaper, it's a kapara, and so forth, for Klal Yisrael. That's what's brought down. So they ask a question. If that's the case, why does it say Mrs. Miriam by Parah Aduma? You say Mrs. Miriam by the other Karbonis, by Oila, by Chatas, by Shlomim, and so forth. Those are the Karbonis that are Mechaper. Parah Aduma is not really Mechaper in that sense. Parah Aduma is to take away the tumah, retire, and so forth. But it's not really a Korban. That brought on the Mizbeah. It's a different type of completely, it's outside altogether and so forth. It's not really a korban. But there's that kasha. But why did they should have been connected to the regular korbanos and not to Parah Aduma. Even though we call it a korban and so forth, but it's not the same type of korban that's mechaper. So they give it, I want my wanted to say, I answer that tie hold. That could be the reason is that korbanos are mechaper tachin. But what is mechaper? We make a korban. The 99% of all dinim of korbanos is b'shogeg. You do an act of aveira, you call by accident, by mistake, and so forth. You forgot, whatever it may be. So you make a korban. But mezid, if you sin the mezid willfully, you can make a korban. Only two places where you can do that. Only by Shifko, the Chlefes, the Ish, and so forth, brought down. But it didn't have become amazing. Otherwise, there's no such thing. That's because of the Halacha over there. But Korban, the actual, all the Korbanos are the Dinim of Shoygei. However, Din of Parah Aduma is different. Parah Aduma is a person that becomes Tomei, person that defiled himself. Does it make any difference if he defiled himself with Mazin or Shoygei? No. Even if he defiled himself with Mazin. He became Tomei, willfully. He defiled himself. But he has to go through the process of Parah Aduma, corrects him, takes it, saves it, and so forth. So I said, could be that the Torah gave us a spus in the Ramesh to us that Mishas Tzadikin is Mechaper, like Korbanos, like the Parah Aduma. So I think the Parah Aduma takes away the evil, takes away what he called it, the defilement, the tumah. Even if it comes with mezid, it's mechaper, takes it away. The same thing, the Mishas Tzadikim, even them of the Jews sin the mezid. The discourse of the tzaddik takes away even the Averis the mezid also. That's why it's not connected to the regular korban, but to the korban parah aduma. The Mishas Tzadikim is mechaper, just like the korban parah aduma is mechaper. The Afilah the mezid is also mechaper. I told this over to one of the, says, I always, to the, with a, to thought that sense that And when Mr. Adigam, the Papa, taken away, even a person is amazing. In an hour of praying, the Papa and so forth on Yom Kippur, no matter what it was, even amazing, it was the Papa and the Klal Yisrael that particular day, but the Begodim, maybe that he wore on Yom Kippur as well at that particular time, for Kapor and Klal Yisrael. But we should all have a, you should be zecher to Kapor and Klal Yisrael, and we should sure to carry the Amen.
Amen.
Rabbi,
Yeah.
I was even thinking that in order to bring a korban, you have to be tahor.
You have to be what?
So you have to be in a state of
Pure.
tahara. In order to bring a korban, you couldn't
You're
bring
right.
it.
We have to, well, you have to do tshuva by the korban. You do tshuva. Whatever.
What I'm saying is, even to be able to bring it, you have to be in a state of purity, which is maybe why Miriam was associated with
Let
Par
me
Aduma
say.
also. You can't bring a korban if you're metama, right? To the
No, that's not the
base of
point. You know,
Migdash.
I could donate a korban, even though I'm told I could donate a korban.
Oh, you could donate it,
Yeah,
but
and very much give it over those. You know what? I don't have to be there in that particular sense. That's not a,
oh, okay. All right.
that's
No,
not a,
thank
that's
you.
not a, what do you call it? That's not a, what do you call it?
Okay.
An obligation and so forth. I could give a donation, though, even though the person himself can't go or that, but I could donate the door and doors and so forth.
Okay.
Somebody
Thank
brings it,
you.
whatever it may be. We talk about a kapora, we talk about a chatos. You think that's the kapora of the person. Well, he has to have kapora, or he did an aveira. That's what we're talking about. Shoegi, that's for shoegi.
And Rabbi, just real quick, did you have any interaction with the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal? Your site was today.
Any what? Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Interaction with him or any?
Did I have any interaction with Lubavitcher Rebbe?
Yeah, I mean, just maybe a
Yeah,
little.
sure. I used to go sometimes to the, what do you call it? To the, for bringing that he had.
Okay.
In fact, one of the famous ones I went, I still like to tell you now, but maybe you remind me Wednesday. I went to, and you based Thomas, I used to go. And that's when I spoke to him personally that time, by the break. That's a long, it's an interesting story topic. You remind me next time of Thomas. He had and Thomas used to be his name's Thomas, and now
Okay.
it's the Thomas. What's today? Today is
Today is Gimel.
today's
Today
Gimel.
was Gimel, and now it's Dalet.
Today's Gimel.
Yeah,
Tomorrow's Dalet,
there
and
was his yard site today.
you married Dalet Thomas, huh?
Yeah,
Hmm?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
So
Yud-Beis
the
Thomas, I went by the I used to go to the for bringing. It was Yud-Beis only special for bringing Yud-Beis Thomas.
Right.
At that time, I spoke to Rabbi Hecht, or Rabbi Sholem, Yaakov Yehuda Hecht. Remember him?
Yeah, for sure.
JJ, JJ Hecht, JJ.
Yeah.
I was very close with him, JJ Hecht.
Okay.
So it's a long story. You remind me Wednesday.
Okay, leave that there. I'll do my best.
I'll probably forget. I have no memory.
Yashar Koch HaKorelli. Thank you so much.